Let us read from God's holy word from the general epistle of James, chapter 5. The general epistle of James, chapter 5. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, your garments are moth-eaten, your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasures together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the labourers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cry of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. Be ye patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. For the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay, nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. It's been much upon one's spirit today, beloved friends, the great need of real fervent prayer. And that led me to that word that we find so beautifully recorded concerning dear Elijah, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And dear James, under the influence of the blessed Holy Spirit, uses the wonderful example of dear Elijah. Now let us just look at a few things concerning it. First of all, he was a man subject to like passions as we are. We often think of the dear man and the wonderful presence of the Lord that was with him, and the wonderful discernment that was given to him, and the power that there was in his prayers. But he was a man like passions as we are. You see, he was just like us. We often forget that, don't we? And we need the Holy Spirit to remind us that though he was such an eminent prophet of God, yet he was underneath it all, was just a man. But the Lord was to use him to his honour and to his glory. And then he speaks of how he prayed. He prayed earnestly. It wasn't just a matter of uttering words. It was earnest prayer which came right out of his heart. You know, those prayers that are real will come right from the heart of the child of God, whether they be secret petitions, secret groans and sighs, or whether they be those that are prayers that are audible, to be heard by others. But we find how beautifully the Holy Spirit speaks of him. He prayed earnestly. Now, let us examine our own hearts. Is that so concerning us? The hymn writer said, "Pray if thou canst or canst not speak." And may the Lord grant to us in this dark and solemn day that earnest, fervent, wrestling prayer. In other words, give the Lord no rest until he hear, until he answers. As I've said many times before, the proof of our prayers being real are by the answers. And you think how earnest Elijah was when he prayed that it might not rain. And why wasn't it to rain? This was because of God's judgment upon the earth. You see, rain is vital for growth in the land and upon the earth. and look at it in our souls. What we need are those showers of heavenly blessing. And if there's to be a growing in grace and in a knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, there must be those heavenly showers sent down that our souls might be prosperous and grow. Now he prayed that it may not rain. And what do we read? That it rained not by the space of 3 years and 6 months. We're seeing in the land God's solemn judgment. The rain is withheld. And the land is, as I've travelled about the country, being parched up. Everything dried up. Unless the Lord sends rain, there will not be any growth. The cattle in the field behind our house just wander around looking for something to eat. Nothing on the ground. It's a solemn thing when the Lord withholds things from us, and he often withholds things because of our sin, because of our wanderings, our backslidings, because we have grieved him. And here he withheld the rain, and he heard the prayer of the prophet. You see, this was to bring home to Ahab and Jezebel and to the inhabitants of the land that were walking so contrary to the Lord, that the Lord was on the throne. And if he withhold things, and he can in a moment, as he withheld the rain, by hearing and answering the prayer of the dear prophet of God. But then we see how effectual that prayer was. He prayed that it may not rain by the space of 3 years and 6 months, and it didn't rain. The prayer was effectual. There was a result of that prayer. And may we see in this dark and solemn day answers to the prayers of his dear people, that there may be real prosperity in our souls, in our churches. And you see, if there is to be, we've all got to be brought right down to nothing. You see, this is where it was to bring them in the land in Elijah's day. He withheld the rain and everything was to come to nothing. And when he withholds the rain from our hearts and from the churches, it will come down to nothing. And this is where we got to be brought. That why to be brought to nothing? That Christ might be the all and in all, and that he might have the preeminence. Self must be brought right down, you see. But then he prayed again. And here we see again how effectual and fervent his prayer was. He prayed again. And the Lord, what did he do? He gave rain. The heavens gave rain. And that's what we need in our souls, isn't it? While one speaks of it personally, I'll leave the other with you. That there might be in our inmost souls a real watering. I love that word in the prophecy of Jeremiah. And their souls shall be as a watered garden. Everything refreshed, you see, within. And oh, what a difference when the Lord sends the watering of the earth as a watered garden. And he says that their souls might be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. But here he says, and he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Oh, may we lay to heart that there might be in this dark and solemn day, and I can well understand why the Lord is withholding from the churches and from many individuals because of the sin there is and because of the hardness and rebelliousness of the heart of man. He prefixes this word, confess your faults one to another. Do we? If we really confess our faults one to another, we won't blame anybody else. We'll be bringing it right home to our own heart. Confess your faults one to another. And then he says this, and pray one for another. It's a wonderful thing when you can feel the force of the prayers of the Lord's people. I remember on Tuesday night at Ashwell, and I must leave it, but you know, I went in the pulpit absolutely empty. I'd had a tiring day at work, and I ventured into the pulpit at the ends of the earth feeling to be. And you know, I felt the force of their united cry to pray me through the service and for the Lord to bless the word. And what does the hymn writer say? The force of their united cry no power can long withstand. And you know, that night the Lord opened the windows of heaven and poured out the blessing. And there were those wonderfully constrained to follow him. You see, the Lord knows how to answer the petitions of his dear people. Well, I've just mentioned a few, we trust, vital things. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And you know, this word will stand right down to the end of time. There will be in the earth, it may be just a handful of righteous men, and their prayer will be, as it says here, effectual and fervent and will avail much. Well, may we lay these searching, solemn things to heart, and may the Lord grant to us each this night that real, wrestling, fervent prayer.